And Yiyun Zhu, Li Chun is a data scientist in Microsoft's AI development acceleration program, graduating with her CS doctorate from UMass in 2018. Her research focuses on natural language processing, data mining, and machine learning, especially on title generation, summarization, and classification. And Yiyun is a data scientist in the Microsoft Gray System Lab. Her research focuses on machine learning and application in cloud services in the past few years, and now we'll have them present their Griffin work.
Thank you, Tim. Everybody hear me okay? So this is the fourth talk coming from the GSL lab, and also we had one poster in the poster session. So we'll just switch gear a little bit. We're actually looking at a very similar problem like the previous talk, which is great, I think, to do debugging or troubleshooting. But in this talk, we are switching gear in terms of the approach we are using. So assuming that we are both data scientists, we don't have too much domain expertise. And then in this sense, how we can tackle the debugging or troubleshooting problem. And that is the approach that we propose. It's a more data-driven and we leverage machine learning approach to do the whole process. So that's without further ado, let's get started. So in this talk, we will discuss the system called Griffin. It's an end-to-end machine learning system that we developed to reason about the job anomalies with unlabeled data in a cloud-based platform. So this cloud-based platform is the same that Hiro was talking about, the Rocky Monkey system, and also the same that I like talk about in the morning. I just do a very quick recap. In on this cloud analytic platform, we are receiving about 500,000 jobs a day. So usually it comes with like a SQL script, you can imagine like that. So people will submit that script to us, and then we will assign those execution of the script to 250,000 machines in the cluster. So imagine that it's a such huge cluster with different machines, come with different scale, different build, no storage problem, runtime, a lot of different issues. So imagine that how the day-to-day life was like for the on-call engineers. It's exactly like a firefighting. There can be issues here, there, everywhere about the JM, RM. There will be a lot of different issues coming out from all the different parts of the chain. So in this situation, over the past few years, we have spent tremendous effort to improve the reliability of the system. So now it's relatively stable. People are usually happy about it, but still, we got customers complaining to us. Today, my job is slow. So they are complaining to us, usually the job is running 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, but yesterday, it's running 21 minutes. Why we have this one extra minute? So those are our customers. So joke aside, so what we found is that in nowadays in the system, our customer actually cares about the predictability of the job or the reliability. They want the job to be very stable every time it runs at 20 minutes so that they can schedule their follow-up work afterwards. So this is actually one of the biggest issues that customers nowadays care about the predictability of the job. So in this case, we receive a lot of a large number of tickets from the customer saying that the job is slower. And that is the main motivation for us to develop this system to automatically help the customer or help the on-call engineers to understand or investigate why a job is slow. So luckily, we have a very nice system. I want to brag about it. We have a lot of logs at different stage of the job submission, completion, different stage of the job. But the bad thing is we have a lot of logs. That means for each engineer, in order for them to understand what is happening, they need to open up the file from all the different systems, some is either at the node level, at the RM level, or at the runtime level. They need to visually look at a lot of different files in order to identify what seems abnormal in the system. So we also provide some nice visualization tool for this one. Everybody familiar with the critical path? So this figure shows the starting time and ending time of each stage of a job, which is on the critical path. So we can see that it feels like for the job at the top, we have a very long stage. That looks suspicious. But actually, this visualization tool is actually relatively confusing because the job actually running slow is the one at the bottom. And from this figure, just by itself, there's no way you can figure out what is going wrong for this job, which is running around 50% slower for this job. So in order to kind of tackle this manual process, we developed this Griffin system. It's an end-to-end machine learning system that currently deployed and tested by the engineers. And we leverage this system to identify the job's long causes automatically and provide a report to the engineers. And also we proved that, which Li Qun will discuss a little bit more, that from the system we are able to provide very consistent results validated by the domain experts. Like we are data scientists, definitely we consult a lot of information from the engineer side. And it also turns out with Griffin, this system, we can automatically drop the investigation time dramatically for the engineers. So imagine that before Griffin, the general workflow of investigation looks like this. So we have some customer tickets submitted, and the engineers will alert it. And what we need to do is they will go into the different logs, look at different numbers, and visually see, oh, this becomes 50 today. It looks suspicious. What might be the possible causes? So that is the typical process they will do, and after maybe 2 or 3 days of investigation, the true reason of a job slowdown can come up. So after Griffin, what we need to do is we provide them a very nice web browser API, it's a REST API. What they need to do is just input the job ID they want to investigate in, and also the virtual cluster name the job was submitted to, and then hit submit. And automatically, Griffin will generate a report that ranks the top 5 reasons that we think is the most suspicious one. And also, the good things will provide confidence level. So if we say our confidence level is high, that means the model or the machine learning model is very certain about the result coming out of Griffin. Or we can say the confidence is relatively low, which usually leads to the case that it feels like even within Griffin, we consider around hundreds of different features. There are still some features that we didn't include in the model. But still, if the confidence is low, that means we can still rule out a large number of possible causes for the slowdown. And then the engineer can divert their effort into some other causes to do the further investigation. So for the detailed solution, I'll give it to my colleague Li Qun to discuss the machine learning algorithm that we use and the architecture. Yeah.
Thanks. All right, thank you, Ewan. So here we go. Here comes to the machine learning part. And first I will talk about what machine learning algorithm we are using for Griffin, and second, how we deploy our Griffin to the system. So the challenges we are facing is from DS pipeline, the data collection. We are facing large amount of data and a lot of different kinds of features. So we need to identify the right data, basically the feature selection here. A lot of features, they are highly correlated with each other. And if you know something about machine learning, if you select some of the highly correlated features, it will affect the performance of the model. And the second part is the model building. I will talk about this later. And then the deployment and evaluation. Actually, we cannot maintain models for each job template. So job template here is for different jobs that are running under different cluster. You can think about under the same cluster, they are recurring jobs, and the jobs behavior, they are similar to each other, and maybe the runtime, they are similar to each other under each cluster. And also worry about the scalability because in Microsoft, there are so many different clusters, different teams submitting jobs. And also, we want to find the right evaluation metrics for root causes of slow jobs. So for model building part, because we don't have labeled data, so labeled data here is like for particular jobs, and this job because of several reasons. And in reality, it's like no way to find those labeled data. So how we transfer the classification problem as labeled to the regression model, actually find and without labels, use some unsupervised learning. And then we also lack of validation data. And we want to build some system that engineers can understand and can provide some interpretability. And then we need to find the balance between the accuracy and interpretability. So like I talk about, like the naive way of this problem is like classification problem with one job with several reasons, because we don't have that labeled job. So we turns out to use regression without label data. So we build a job runtime predictor. Basically we are using, because we know this job running how long. So we want to predict the runtime of this job. And from that regressor, we can find the feature contributions using this regressor. So for building, like predict the job runtime, we have tried several the main machine learning models, linear regression, random forest, gradient boosting trees, and deep neural networks. And a per template model is like you build a single model for each cluster. And global model means like you train on all the clusters, just train one single global model. So from this chart, we know that using random forest and on global model, it can provide the best error rate. So it turns out we are using random forest and training on global model. And here we go for the feature contributions. Don't freak out on those like mathematical formulas. It's actually really intuitive. So the first one, because the tree structure actually is non-linear formula, and we want to transform from non-linear formula to linear models. Actually, here we are using a tree interpreter. Actually, so it transforms the tree structure into the following like linear formula, and then we compare the feature contributions to the baseline predictions. I will use an example to explain what does it mean. So once, for example, we have one job, and then it goes, the C is the bias, like it starts with 10 minutes. And then for different features like input size, it will add it up to that job 6 minutes. Maybe the input size is like large, and the job priority, it actually faster the job. Maybe the job priority is high, so it will run this job like higher than others. And then another feature, bonus pin hours, and then it didn't add up any minutes to the job. It turns out the predict runtime is like 12 minutes. That's for some user running one job. And then because under each cluster, we have the expectations for this job. That's we call baseline job. So for this job in this particular cluster, it's expected to be running on for like 7 minutes, but it turns out it runs like 12 minutes. Why the job is running slow? Because, so we compare with each feature's contribution, and it turns out, the slow job ran for feature important size, it added up like 3 minutes to the baseline. And then for job priority, it added up like 2 minutes. And then for bonus pin hour, it add up like 4 minutes. And then we call this is like delta feature contributions to find the slow reasons. And then we got the rank. And then it turns out bonus pin hours added actually is one of the main reasons why this job is running slow. That is the main concept of our algorithm. And then I will talk about the architecture. So for Griffin, we divided the system into two different pipelines, the offline training pipeline and the online prediction pipeline. So for the offline training pipeline, we do some data preparation, basically like feature selection or do some pre-processing. And then we are using Azure Big Data Analysis Platform. Then we go to the training part. We use the pre-processed data and then train the random forest model saved into the model server VM, And we also have a tracking server to track the model performance and also the evaluation metrics. Here we are using MLflow as a tracking server, and also we serve our model in Azure platform. And then we go to the online prediction pipeline. And the user will input the job ID, like they think this job running slow, and which cluster they are under, and then send it into the web application. And we are using a Flask application to serve our model. And then it goes to the online feature building. Basically, it will extract the features for this job ID. And then we extract, we send the features into our saved model, and then it will return the predicted results. And then finally, it will generate the prediction report to list the top several main reasons why this job is running slow. That's the whole picture. So here we go for the Griffin output. The Griffin will output like a human readable report, something like this. So in this figure, like 33% of the main reason why this job is running slow because of data write is like slow, or like 90% of it is because of capacity allocation. And we also show the confidence level, like how much trust you should trust our model. Sometimes it's like a medium or sometimes it's low, but even it's low, you can rule out some like reasons. Here is the validation. We validate our Griffin results by some domain experts engineers. And there is a particular job, the predicted reason by Griffin is because of input size. And the engineer also find it's like input size, which means like Griffin can find the right reason with the rank. Here is the main reason for this particular job. And it also aligns with the confidence level Griffin generate. And the second one, even like Griffin can find the reason, which engineers find, but the rank is not that high, but we can still find the right reason. And but it also aligns with confidence level, which is medium. And we also validate more different jobs. And if we want to see some details, you can refer to our paper. And then talk about the scalability and the generalization. From this figure, as the increasing number of like clusters, we can tell from the blue bar with the global training model, the error rate actually is kind of really stable, which means the Griffin system generates really well on the increasing number of templates. And then for the single inference time, even though we are training on large or not a number of templates, the single inference time is still in a certain range. It's still stable, which means our model can scalable to larger templates or data. So the conclusion for Griffin system, it is an end-to-end interpretable ranking system, which is to use identify the root causes of job slowdowns, and we don't need any human labeled data. And the results is highly consistent, correlated, validated by on-call engineers. And we show that our model generates well by testing on clusters not included in the training data set. And if we want to see more details, we don't have a poster, but you can still refer to our paper. Thank you.
All right, we have some time for some questions.
Hello. So I wanted to know something regarding the sampling accuracy. How do you ensure that for so many workloads?
Could you elaborate a little bit on what you mean by sample?
So basically,
you mean accuracy?
So you have different kind of workloads, and most probably similar sampling for all of them would not function. So how do you adjust that?
I see. Yeah, so there's something we hope to further clarify here. So the general application scenario for Griffin is we are mostly looking at the recurrent jobs. So for instance, there are some jobs being submitted every day, but running on different type of data. So the one that, yeah, Li Qin showed here, we have per template model. Per template model meaning that for each job, we are developing one machine learning model to predict the runtime just for this recurring job, like runs every day. And also we have global model that we think that across different type of jobs, even though they are different, but still their features that we extracted can still be very representative kind of to replay, to reconstruct the job actually looks like the, from the data size, the data skill, or all the different tokens they use, degree of parallelism. So we hope that if we can do a good visualization, like expand to like hundreds of different features to describe the how the job looks like in a numeric term, we can still reach relatively good accuracy. So per template model, that meaning if we have 1,000 different type of jobs, we have 1,000 machine learning model individually to predict their runtime. But what we found out is that even we use a global model, that means one model for all the different workloads, it still works relatively well. So you can see this is the error rate. It decreased a little bit, but still at an acceptable level to predict the job runtime. So that is kind of our hope as a data scientist. We can do perfect feature engineering. We can still represent the workload very well.
All right. Thank you for the nice talk. And since your approach relies on some machine learning models and you train it with the historical logs, so I'm wondering when you have some new logs, will you update your models? And if so, how frequently would you do that?
Okay, we think about that because we're training on global model. And once there's new features coming in or new data we didn't capture, and that's where we have a confidence level. If the confidence level is like really low all the time or the error rate is really low, and we are thinking to put a retraining mechanism to retrain, to trigger that model, retrain a new model, and then it can capture the new features, like maybe 3 months or 1 month, once a month, something like that.
Hi, hello. So this is a nice talk. So may I ask for this global model, how many features are you using for it? Because I'm pretty surprised that if you can use a global model for cover all the job types and all the machines into one model. So how many features are you using here?
We have three versions like of features. First, we just for data scientists to explore, we start with around 10 features, and then we go to like 20 features, and in the end, we use 56 features.
56 features, okay.
Yes.
And these features can cover all the cases, including all the job types, all the clusters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and some of the features is like we combine several features together as one feature. So it's like manual, like we change some of the, like use some mathematical stuff and then do some feature engineering.
Oh, so do you mean the maybe processed features
or time-saved features? Yes.
Correct. Okay, gotcha. Okay, thank you.